What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, and welcome to podcast number 24. Today's show is called Dissecting Chris Rock and his comments towards racist Hollywood. From the Oscars, most of it's from the Oscars and some other stuff he wrote. And I know he's black and this is a show about Chicanos, so why am I not dissecting George Lopez, right? You know, but Chris Rock is saying things that are so true and apply to us similarly as they apply to the blacks. So give me a chance, Raza. I think you'll agree and you'll enjoy the show, okay? So did anyone see the Oscars? I was supposed to boycott the show, but, you know, I did see a little bit of it here and there. You know, me boycotting the Oscars like anyone gives a crap. But I'm a big movie fan, and them not nominating people of color for acting roles is a hard fucking punch in the face. No Latinos, no blacks. You know, it shows they really don't give a shit about us. Not even a token nomination. And there were some good performances they could have picked from and should have got nominated. But let me get started. Let me go ahead and start with the dissection of Chris Rock like a fucking frog in biology class. And I'm going to get into his opening monologue that he did for the Oscars. He made the following comment or joke, and here it goes. I'm quoting here. Now, the thing is, why are we protesting? The big question, why this Oscars? Why this Oscars? You know, it's the 88th Academy Awards. It's the 88th Academy Awards, which means this whole no black nominee thing has happened at least 71 other times, okay? Yeah, Raza, why now? Why does it suddenly matter so much? And let's substitute black in a statement with people of color or brown or Chicanos or Latinos. So it includes all of us. I think now matters more than ever because we truly thought we were past that fucking racism, past that fucking being discriminated and left out. We really thought, you know, we were past that. Shit, we have a black president. Come on, you know? And I guess it hurts to find out that we are, you know, we're not where we thought we were. And we realize that if we don't keep pushing and demanding and fighting for our rights and our position, we can easily be left out once again, just like we were in these Oscars. You know, they don't give a shit. They quickly forget about us. They see us every day, especially in LA, but they can quickly forget about us as equals. You know, they don't mind us cleaning up their kitchen or possibly washing their cars or being their gardeners. But, you know, when it comes to sharing the piece of the pie with us that really matters, you know, they don't give a shit. You know, like I say, Raza, we have to be better. We have to work harder just to be let in the fucking door. And when we are finally let in, we have to start at the bottom again and prove ourselves once again and work our asses off just to move up. And that's just the way it is. And we have to accept it and be strong and keep fighting because, you know, from this, I guess, lack of nominees, it shows that, you know, we're not there yet. The racism's still there. Okay, let me move on to the next comment or joke. And here we go. I'm quoting again. Why? Because we had real things to protest at the time. You know, we had real things to protest. You know, we're too busy being raped and lynched to care about who won best cinematographer. You know, when your grandmother's swinging from a tree, it's really hard to care about best documentary. Foreign short. Okay, that's the quote. Sorry for my reading. I'm not a very good reader. I'm just learning how to read. Just kidding, Raza. I'm just kind of slow there. He makes a good point here. So, you know, why does this matter to us when our Chicano kids are not graduating high school, when our college attendance is no better than 20 years ago, when our positions of power in society are as low as they have ever been? Why the fuck do we care about that little golden color trophy of a man named Oscar, I guess, and who wins? Whose movie is better, and all that bullshit. Why? Why does it matter? Well, I think it does matter, and it does matter because this is what the whole world sees and what they think about us as a race. And you know what, Raza? What people think of you sometimes makes you who you are. We tend to be what is expected of us. That I know some of older Chicanos, you know, we were put down by our parents, maybe because they had it so hard. They had traumas they couldn't overcome, or they were just assholes. But this generation of parents, we know better, and we will always have nothing but positive comments for our kids. But that don't mean we will let them get away with shit or laziness. No, Raza. Just like, you know, we call them champs and winners, We expect them, you know, to work like champs and act like winners and never let them forget that they're proud Chicanos and, you know, where they come from. We can never let them forget that. Okay. Next Chris Rock comment or joke. Quoting again, but here's the real question. The real question everybody wants to know, in the world is Hollywood racist? Is Hollywood racist? You know, that's, you gotta go at that right away. Is it Burning Cross racist? No. Is it Fetch Me Some Lemonade racist? No, no, no. Okay, and that's the problem, Raza. It's racism that they can get away with. It's discrimination that I guess is not illegal. It's under the table racism, if you want to call it that. It's behind closed doors racism. It's not the in your face calling you wetback, not serving you in this establishment racism. So it makes it harder for us to fight. And it's sometimes, you know, even hard to recognize it. And the times we do fight it, we do bring it up. We question a promotion we didn't get at work by going to HR. We are looked at as the bad guy or as the chillona or the chillon. And we get labeled a troublemaker, even though the last 10 promotions have gone to whites who were just average performers, sometimes even bad, you know, but they're part of that club. So Raza, we have to be so good and so much better that they have no choice but to promote us or give us the position. Y saben que Raza está cabrón. It's not fair, but it's a big burden on us, Chicanos, but, you know, it's the way it is. Next Chris Rock joke, and again, I'm quoting. I'm like, Mr. President, you see all these writers and producers and actors, they don't hire black people, and they're the nicest white people on earth. They're all liberals. Jeez, that's right. Is Hollywood racist? You're damn right Hollywood is racist, but it ain't that racist that you've grown accustomed to. Hollywood is sorority racist. It's like, we like you, Rhonda, but you're not a Kappa. This one hurts. This one hurts because as a liberal that I am, I really think I'm a left winger. Really drank that Kool-Aid, and I really thought we all were past color and prejudice. Hollywood calls themselves liberal, progressive, and look at what happened with this Oscar nominations. No la chingan. You know, so what does that say about a conservative organization who's not in the public spotlight? A conservative company that maybe their boss is some big fucking Trump Republican. You know, what shit do they get away with? Because if white, liberal, progressive thinkers can act this racist as the Oscars folks did and not realize it, then maybe we're fucked, Raza. Maybe we will always be subordinates and we'll always have to, you know, settle for the crumbs. But please, Raza, tell me I'm wrong. Please do that. On this, on his sorority comment, it is so right on. We can be there to clean up, we can be there to garden, but they don't want us in their community. At least not as equals, not if they can help it. Next comment is from Chris Rock. Again, I'm quoting. What I'm trying to say is, you know, it's not about boycotting anything. It's just we want opportunity. We want black actors to get the same opportunities as white actors. That's it. Not just once. Leo gets a great part every year. And you know, everybody, all you guys get great parts all the time. That's right, Raza. We just want a fucking opportunity, a chance to get in the door. And when we do get that chance, we have to be as close to perfect as possible because they will expect us to fail. And they will criticize every little mistake we make and make it cultural, make it racist. So when you get that job, that promotion, you work your ass off. You don't kiss ass. You don't go around calling everyone boss. God, I hate it when Raza calls people boss. But we do that sometimes. But you do your job and you do it better than the last guy. You don't fuck around. If you're in school, you read the whole book, no matter how boring that shit is, and you write the best report you can right, even if you have to tear down the bullshit you read. You write it as best you can. You make some good defensible points. A chance, Raza, that's all we need. That's why I'm so for affirmative action. It guarantees us that chance, or at least it gets us in the door. Okay, Raza, next one. Here's his next joke. This one is not from the open monologue, but from later in the show. I didn't see this, but I read about it. And it had to do with some Asian kids and stereotyping races. I guess he said, and I'm quoting here, they sent us their most dedicated, accurate, and hardworking representatives. Please welcome Ming Zhu Bao Ling and David Moskowitz. If anybody's upset about that joke, just tweet it on your phone, which was also made by these kids. Yeah, Chris Rock blew his whole message of racism against blacks by being racist himself, right, Raza? Against Asian and even Jews there. Stereotyping them like that, as he did, is, you know, exactly what Hollywood does of blacks and Latinos, making us be the gang member, the gardener, the robber, the sexy woman who has to show skin. He fucked it up with this joke. You know, really bad. Too bad the Oscar people didn't see it either and didn't cut this out during practice. But really, do we expect them to see it? Fuck no. They're the ones, you know, least aware of American diversity. And it's obvious by the lack of Latinos in the Oscars, either as, you know, recipients of Oscars or as even presenters. But walk out, you know, of the theater in LA and it's mostly raza everywhere they go. Maybe they're blind to the color brown. It's not their fault, right? Yeah, fuck them. The other thought when Chris Rock blew it with this joke is that, you know, we're all inherently racist, I guess. Is that true? We like what is familiar and it makes us feel safe and secure. So being around our own kind is what makes us feel safe, makes us secure, our own color. You know, if this fucking statement I just made is true, then we're fucked, Raza. Because guess what? The white man holds a power in this country. And if what I said is true, then they will never share it. You know, they'll always want to be around their own people and hire their own people because that'll make them feel secure. So what do we have to do? We have to take it, and we have to take it by voting. Orale, more brainwashing, huh? Yep, by voting, by getting educated, by demanding our rights. I guess by not being racist ourselves. You know, as much as we can help it, we got to make sure we keep an open mind. Okay, and there's one more thing, another Chris Rock quote. Well, actually, this is something Chris Rock wrote in an essay a while back. I've talked about it before, but I want to repeat it here. This was in defense of Raza. He wrote the following. And bear with me, Raza, grab a beer. It's a little long, grab a joint, but it's worth listening to. And here we go. I'm quoting again. And this is from a written essay he submitted to the Huffington Post or submitted somewhere. But I read it on the Huffington Post. But forget whether Hollywood is black enough. A better question is Hollywood Mexican enough? You're in LA. You've got to try not to hire Mexicans. It's the most liberal town in the world. And there's a part of it that's kind of racist. Not racist like fuck you, nigger. Racist. But just an acceptance that there's a slave state in LA. There's this acceptance that Mexicans are going to take care of white people in LA that doesn't exist anywhere else. I remember I was renting a house in Beverly Park while doing some movie, and you just see all of the Mexican people at 8 o'clock in the morning in a line driving into Beverly Park like it's General Motors. It's this weird town. You're telling me no Mexicans are qualified to do anything at a studio? Really? Nothing but mop up? What are the odds that that's true? The odds are, because people are people, that there's probably a Mexican David Geffen mopping up somebody's company right now. The odds are that there's probably a Mexican who's that smart who's never gonna be given a shot. And it's not about being given a shot to greenlight a movie, because nobody's going to give you that. You've got to take that. The shot is that a Mexican guy or a black guy is qualified to go and give his opinion about how loud the Boeings are in dodgeball, or whether it's the right shit around you, or whether it's the right shit sound you hear when Jeff Daniels is on the toilet and Dumb and Dumber. It's like, we only let white people do that. This is a system where only white people can chime in on that. There would be a little naivete to sitting around and going, oh no, black person has never greenlighted a movie. But those other jobs, you're kidding me, right? They don't even require education. When you're on the lower levels, they're just about taste, nothing else. And you don't have to go to Harvard to have taste. And that's the shit, Raza. We don't just have one great Chicano not being given a chance. I know we have many. One fucker is actually doing a podcast. Yeah, right now, actually. Orale. It's like he said before, it's a sorority or fraternity old boys club, and we're not part of it. I can see Chris Rock, you know, driving to the studio and seeing Mexicans left and right. But as soon as he goes in and sits in those meetings with all these white people, and it's like you had to cross the fucking border to get in. You know, there's no raza in there. Worse is that he meets these white guys, and not only are they not special, some of them are actually pendejos. And he wonders, why can't some of these pendejos be brown or black or Asian? Why do all of them have to be white? No degrees required, so what the fuck? Where's all the raza that was outside in LA? You know, does the studio have a fucking filter that eliminates brown, black, and yellow? Well, maybe it does, Raza. Shit. You know, it's not just the studios. It's also good companies to work for, good communities to live in, good schools to go to. It's just a lack of opportunity, Raza. And that's not a crutch we want to hold on or lean on. we got to let that shit go and keep on fighting, keep on getting educated, keep on voting. You know, things are getting better for us. Just sometimes we get these reality checks and we can't let up, because we'll go back quick if we don't keep fighting. We'll go back quick to the old days. And you know what? This just kind of shows that they can quickly forget about us. They could quickly start discriminating us again if they're given that option. All right, Raza, that's it for me. I just wanted to touch on this real quick. Since Oscars were last week, I wanted to do that. And I'm kind of sad because today is the last episode of Downton Abbey. That shows I'm an old man, I know. But I'm looking forward to that tonight. So that's the day I'm doing the show. I hope the show made some sense. And if anything motivated you to keep on fighting, I know it's tough out there for a Chicano. But, you know, we got to keep fighting and doing our part. Stay brown and proud, brothers and sisters. I'm at ChicanoCast@gmail.com. Chicano.
Changes for me, but I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game. Not like kicking from a hole, don't know no better. I know that ain't right. Done seen people kill, done seen people deal, done seen people live in poverty with no meals. It's fucked up where I live, but this is how it is. It might be new to you, but it's been like this for years.
Alright, Russ, I got nothing funny to say today at the end, but here's something I've been wanting to read for a while to you. So here goes, it's a short poem. First, they came for socialists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Piénsenle, cabrones.